91.3 KXCI Tucson. It is Thursday, so it's time for Thesis Thursday here on KXCI. It's an opportunity for you to get to meet some U of A students and graduates who've been working hard in our community, and they tell us about the exciting things that they've been working on. Joining me today is Swetha Appalapati. She's a graduate of neurosciences, and she's going to tell us about what it was like being at the U of A.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me a little bit about what you were doing at the U of A.
So I was a neuroscience and cognitive science major. I just graduated this past Saturday.
Congratulations.
And so I've been doing research in a computational neuroscience lab, and I focus primarily on social support in post-traumatic stress disorder in a rat model. So post-traumatic stress disorder is a mental disorder caused by an extreme stressor and a really traumatic experience. And people usually think of like the war front and soldiers, but it can be caused by any other situation, such as being in a car accident or things like 9/11, just witnessing it. So I specifically just wanted to look at that type of experience in a rat model.
In a rat model?
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
So I am specifically looking at co-housed rats and how that reduces anxiety or felt from trauma after they receive a foot shock, which is a traumatic experience.
And does it seem that the social interaction after a traumatic experience is helpful to the rats?
It actually is. So we have another group that is just individually housed, goes through the same PTSD paradigm that we have. So in comparison, having social support actually reduces anxiety compared to having no support after trauma.
So the rats that are housed alone tend to go through more stress than the rats that are housed with their friends.
Yes, correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. What do you hope to do with this in the future?
Well, I was really interested in this because it applies to human studies too. A lot of people are looking at social support in humans, such as group therapy and clinical studies. So I also am looking at the effects of a hormone called oxytocin. It is released in the brain in response to positive social interactions. So in human studies, there have been studies where humans receive oxytocin drugs intranasally, so through their nose. And I wanted to see that effect in rats specifically to see if its release through the social interaction that they have together would help reduce the stress they feel.
So one of the rats would receive this chemical and the others wouldn't?
No, it's actually released in the brain.
In the brains. So okay, sorry.
It's nice because in rats, you can measure the concentration of oxytocin through their blood, whereas in humans, it's kind of hard to do that. But humans actually receive it intranasally.
Got it.
To see the effects, and it actually reduces their stress as well. Yeah.
So that's very cool. Okay, so rats actually produce it in their brains, and you're trying to find this, well, you've got this way to then introduce it to the human body to help patients relax.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do now that you've graduated?
I am actually applying to med school this summer.
Nice.
And I will be moving to Louisiana in July to do a mentoring program there called City Year.
Nice.
So that'll be exciting.
And what do you hope to do with your future?
I hope to go to medical school and pursue a career in psychiatry. I'm really interested in mental disorders, and I've been surrounded by them through family and friends. It's a personal interest to me.
Well, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
What does music do for you in your life?
I've actually been surrounded by music through dance because I dance as well, Indian classical and Bollywood dance.
Fun.
So music has surrounded me that way, and then just like day-to-day life, it just reminds me of certain situations in my life, and it's a stress relief.
Well, thanks again for coming in, Swetha.
Thank you so much.